SBS Radio.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is no stranger to headlines as the youngest ever woman to serve in the United States Congress. But now she's making news for being the subject of a sexist slur and rejecting the apology of the congressman who made it. She says Congressman Ted Yoho used an offensive term to call out to her outside the Capitol.
There were reporters in the front of the Capitol, and in front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, a fucking bitch. These are the words that Representative Yoho levied against a congresswoman. The congresswoman that not only represents New York's 14th congressional district, but every congresswoman and every woman in this country. Because all of us have had to deal with this in some form, some way, some shape, at some point in our lives.
Ted Yoho is a member of the hard-right House Freedom Caucus. Reporters say he swore at Ms. Ocasio-Cortez after she linked poverty and income inequality in some areas to higher rates and severity of COVID-19 cases. Echoing an explanation his spokesman made on Tuesday, Mr. Yoho said offensive name-calling words attributed to him by the press were never spoken to a colleague, but if they were construed that way, he apologized for their misunderstanding. Californian Democrat politician Jackie Speier used the moment to advocate for fellow female politicians across political lines. She described Mr. Yoho as having conducted himself like a hit-and-run driver who does not want to take responsibility for his conduct.
We are not, as women in this House, going anywhere. We are here to stay, we belong here, and we will demand respect for Ms. Ocasio-Cortez and every other woman in this House who has been demeaned by a colleague, whether a Democrat or a Republican. It is not right, and we can do better.
Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz condemned the slur.
Today we take a stand for my colleague and friend, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, and all women who endure this archaic behavior. Today we take a stand and say enough is enough. Sadly, most capitals, including this one, endure this archaic behavior. And we must stand shoulder to shoulder to say that today is the last day that we will tolerate it.
Congresswoman Speier hinted at misogyny being a cultural issue encouraged under the Trump administration.
Now, where does this all come from? It comes from the top. It comes from the White House, who calls women Crazy Nancy, or such a nasty woman, or a low IQ person of a colleague of ours who serves as a chair of a committee, a crazed, crying lowlife. Our colleague, Mr. Yoho, conducted himself like a hit-and-run driver.
Lori Tran joined the chorus of support and issued a broader warning to Americans.
We have to send the message loud and clear because apparently people still aren't getting it. The days of bullying women you disagree with, whether it's in a boardroom, in a newsroom, on a military base, or in these hallowed halls of Congress, are over.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has defended Congressman Yoho, saying he went to the floor and apologized to Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, and that apology was accepted by the Majority Leader of the House.
In America, I know people make mistakes. We're a forgiving nation. I also think when someone apologizes, they should be forgiven. I don't understand that we're going to take another hour on a floor to debate whether the apology was good enough or not. He said, I was sorry. He said, I'm sorry to the congresswoman from New York.
The congresswoman herself, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, has, however, rejected the apology.
Because not only have I been spoken to disrespectfully, particularly by members of the Republican Party and elected officials in the Republican Party, not just here, but the President of the United States last year told me to go home to another country. Is the implication that I don't even belong in America.
Judy Chu is the first Chinese-American woman to be elected to Congress at a time Black Lives Matter protests have swept the country and highlighted issues of systemic racism. She shares her colleagues' concerns that allowing gendered insults would pave the way for wider abuse of minorities.
We should never utter comments that are misogynistic and hateful to any Congress member. This week, it was Congressmember Ocasio-Cortez. But if we don't speak out against this, tomorrow it could be any Congress member who is a woman or person of color.
The issue comes ahead of the November presidential elections, with polls showing women lean decisively against President Trump, who has a history of mocking women. But Republican Representative Mr. McCarthy denied this latest incident will hurt the president's chances of re-election this year.
So if you think if we have a woman problem,
show that you have an incredible problem with suburban women, that if President Trump loses the election, that's why.
There are more women running in the Republican Party for Congress than at any time in the history of this party. The record was 143. We're well over 220. So if you want to measure it based upon that, I think we're improving.
Some commentators say the event is pulling focus and time from debating important congressional matters. When the U.S. faces profound economic uncertainty, as the country is the hardest hit in the global pandemic. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.